W4HI Mobile, monitoring.
Last calling stations, KO4PV.
Coming back, this is Ed Echo Delta, and we're in Seneca, South Carolina right now. So, just a little haul, out in the mobile, going to get dinner, W4HI. Name's Ed Echo Delta.
My name is Lloyd, Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
First part of your name there, even though you did it phonetically. Say again, please. This is Ed.
Lloyd.
I've got just a quarter wave antenna on the roof here of the car so I can get in and out of the garage. How's the copy?
It's a little bit scratchy every once in a while, and it may be due to the fact that I'm going through a lot of construction with cranes and stuff going up on 85 and then also going in valley, so it's pretty much 90% clear.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm kind of driving right through downtown Seneca, which of course is a very small town, you know, and but it's high in elevation. It's right at almost 1,000 feet above sea level. Not as high as Greenville, but getting close.
I'm on 85, just right beside the Peach in Gaffney, if you know where that's at.
Boy, I tell you, it's Friday night, because downtown Seneca is a bar heaven, and dinner place and all that. I mean, there is cars everywhere. Oh, man. We don't do that, usually. We eat most of the time at home.
Do you hear the sad news that they're going to have to tear the Peach down?
No, it's been there a long time, hasn't it?
Sure has. Do you know why?
Asbestos?
The Peach has a worm in it.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's truly been there a long time. I know they had somebody repaint it not long ago.
You staying in town or out of town?
I mean, I do IT work for Honeywell, so I went down to Charlotte for training for 2 days. But I live in Simpsonville.
Honeywell and IT. I worked for several federal agencies, and they had some great contracts for service work. And I don't know if you're one of those service guys that goes around the country doing IT work, but it sounds like you are. Man, those guys traveled a lot, but boy. That was an expensive contract for especially my last agency I was with. Over.
I support quite a few stations, but I'm mainly stationary in Greer, South Carolina. But I support different sites remotely.
The guys that came, they sent them, they were very knowledgeable. They were very efficient at getting it done. My last agency, they managed not only the IT network, but also the alarm, access control, you know, all that stuff. So, and they did the installs. So if we had a new facility, they came and did all the cutting of the doors and everything and installing all the lock systems and everything. We have a local locksmith put in our secure locking hardware that we had, but we bought it from a contractor in the D.C. area. Over.
Yep, that definitely sounds like a lot to do there, and I mainly deal with the computers, setting up the servers, printers, and user support.
For corporate as well as government?
Yes.
FDA? Do you ever do any much work with FDA or Homeland Security?
No, I don't do any part of that side of it.
Two agencies, so. All right, hey, listen, I'm at the store here. I'm going into Publix at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But anyway, I'm just getting a couple of subs. 7-3, thanks for coming back. I appreciate it. And you have a safe drive you have left to do. Over.
All right, Ed, take it easy. It's KO4P, XV. I'll be clear on your final.
W4HI clear.
OTR. Lloyd, you still there?
Yes, sir, Mr. Tom. Go ahead.
Just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you and yours. Haven't talked to you in a while. Been kind of busy here lately. The wife just got her new store-bought hip installed there day before yesterday. And it kind of keeps you hopping.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday on the radio. I was listening that you were getting to bring her home today or yesterday.
I got to bring her home yesterday, and she's doing just fine. And just getting around fine. It just amazes me and not much pain because I know my friend John up north, he had a lot of pain from his. But it's a different hospital, different surgeon, and a different person. And guys are more whiners than women are, I think.
Yep, they would definitely say that too.
Nurses, I ask her about that, and she says that 20 to 30-year-old males are the worst ones about hitting that nurse's button and screaming for more pain reliever. And so far, Bernice has taken maybe four Tylenols since she's been home, maybe five.
Yeah, I'm glad she's not in any pain, or just pretty much not severe pain. Just my wife had a knee replaced, and she had more pain after physical therapy than after having the knee replaced.
That you're just talking to, I really enjoy him. I just was busy over there making some coffee and didn't have time to say hi to him. He's got a really neat call. I like that. And I thought he worked for no such agency, but pretty close, guess, from what he said. Anyways, and everyone we've talked to, today's the first day the physical therapist come in. Excuse me. And she says knee is more pain with it than with the hip as a general rule.
Yep. So I hope I never have to find out. My wife mentioned the little robotic cutting device that they actually tacked down to her shin hurt worse than anything because I guess that's where the bone was still alive that they did not, cut out to put the knee replacement in.
And they told me some time ago that bones don't have any nerves in them. And I guess that's why they can drive that big 6-inch long pin, or that's what it looks like anyways, down into the bone. But I just, I'm no surgeon, that's for sure. But they do say there's much more difficult to recover from a knee surgery than that. Well, I got to have surgery on my kidney, and I can't figure out whether it's my kidney hurt me or when I had lung surgery, they had to do it twice. Through the same huge incision years ago. And they used a rib spreader and they broke my ribs a couple of times getting in there at the lung. And I've had arthritis back there all my life. And it gets worse as you get older, of course. But I've been sitting more than usual because I want to be with Bernice as much as I can. But it's beginning to worry me because it's hurting me. I got a stone that's inching about a half in diameter and then a bunch of little ones. Well, the little ones they knock out with a laser as a general rule. But the big one, they got to go in and cut a hole through my back and go into it. Which doesn't sound like any fun, but just have to wait and see.
I'm just going by what a doctor told me, because I've had kidney stones pretty much all my life, and a couple of years ago when I had one, the doctor in there told me, he said, you drink lemonade, and the lemon will actually start dissolving the, you know, will break up some of the kidney stones and keep you from, you know, getting them bad again. And of course, just drink a lot of water and lay off the iced tea and dark sodas.
I appreciate that. This is N0TR with the man on the mountain. I'll tell Bernice to make me up some lemonade here and tell me how. I've never made it, unless it's the button stuff, you know. But that's a good idea. I wished it would, but I think this one's too far gone. But they didn't find it until I did a CT scan. Oh, it was the 16th, and today's the 20th. And that's when they found them. And they just told me that, no, we got to refer you to a surgeon, that they can't do it. When they do that laser type, do they make an incision on that, or do they go up to your private area?
I have no earthly idea on that one. I know a lot of times they, from what I've heard, new kidney stone stuff, that they can do the sonic waves through the, you know, kidney as they bust it up without having to do the surgery. But other than that, I think they would have to, if it's going to hit it with a laser, that it would have to definitely be internal where it can see it and direct the laser to it. But since I'm in IT, I don't want to give you bad information. The information on the lemon juice, the lemonade actually, when they said if they're really bad, actually mix, dilute so much lemon juice with water and drink it that way, and it will dissolve. You do it like 10 times a day, and it will, you know, start breaking it up, and I haven't had one in 2 years.
Just squeeze lemons, or do you buy something that's off the shelf, Lloyd?
Yeah, I just got the bottle of lemon juice and started, you know, just got a measuring cup and, you know, made the prescribed amount. Just put that in there and then add the water and just drink it, you know, the 10 times a day.
Got to try. How much lemon juice in, say, a normal size drinking glass do you dilute?
I think it was maybe 5 to 10 ounces of water, 5 to 10 ounces of lemon juice, and I don't remember the percentage of water anymore. But you can look it up on the Home Remedy, and it'll tell you.
Okay, for kidney stones. Bernice is in here now, and I'll sure do that. I got an appointment Monday with the urologist. But he's not the one they referred me to as a surgeon. It's not up until February. And I want to be with Bernice as long as I can before they do that. I bet you it's overnight, though. I bet it's laparoscopic, more than likely. I have this bad tendency to bleed after surgery, so I don't know how that'll work out. And I'm not sure. One guy told me it's below your rib cage. And where they broke my ribs, of course, is higher up. And I just use that heat stuff you roll on, you know, with capsaicin in it. But it's hurting back there, but that's not unusual. It hurts most every day, but now it makes you wonder, you know, what the heck's going on. Maybe I need some Geritol, Lloyd. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess, like I said, yeah, just things tend to happen when you get older and get slowed down. Things start breaking down.
A disease, AGE, it's more contagious than COVID, unfortunately. What are you going to do for Christmas?
My daughter and her grandkids are coming in, so we'll definitely have a full house. And then other than that, just going to relax.
The grandkids there, but it's wonderful they're coming home. Ours are coming home from Michigan. My daughter's teaching for 2 years to get her pension. Her husband just retired he was a corporate guy. He was basically worked out in the plants and worked his way up and took care of the PLCs and whatnot. And then he got into corporate. He just retired. And our granddaughter that's up there is at the University of Ohio, and she's graduating this year, so she's going to fly down for one day anyways. And then our grandkids here and our daughter and son-in-law, we're going to have to work something out with this surgery kind of getting in the way, but they'll be here, that's for sure. And we'll have a full house also, so we'll be blessed, and thank God for that.
Like I tell my wife and kids sometimes, when I've had enough, I put myself in timeout.
Yeah. Well, the ACT today, and he was really excited. What was his score? 1,100 and something. So he done a lot better than what he thought he could do. Once you get past that 1,100, you get better scholarships. So we're proud of him. He's learning how to cook a little bit, and he's 18 now, and he'll graduate this year. Don't know where he's going to go to university at, but we'll see. And the younger one, he's a little odd. He likes things like biology and things of that nature. He's very, very smart. Smarter than the oldest boy, but, you know, everybody's different. And he's real quiet. And my oldest grandson is not. But they've learned there is no fighting at our table. I do not tolerate it, or they will be excused immediately. But they're kind of over that now that they're old enough to understand Grandpa's the master at arms.
Yep, that's the same way at my table. So if there's any arguments or discussions, you can definitely leave away from the table, and I don't allow cell phones to be used or even picked up or brought to the dinner table.
Well, you sound a lot like me. I didn't think there was two Grinches in this world.
Oh, well, I guess they are. So be it. They don't like it. House rules. Don't like it. So you can go up to your room, and once the dinner table is cleared, it's done. You don't come back down and we also mentioned me and wife have the rule to sit there that we don't make something else just because we try to make food that everybody will eat in the general, but if you purposely just don't sit and don't eat it at all or don't even try it, then don't come back when dinner is cleared and the kitchen's closed.
A lot like me, don't it, Bernice? I found out years later, my daughter has a friend. She's a master electrician up in Kansas, and she come down to visit a year or so ago, and Connie said, Tom, do you know what your nickname was when we were going to high school? And I said, no. And she says, the warden.
Yeah, and it also doesn't help that I'm retired military, so that makes it, sometimes the being harsh on the rules and not forgiving even worse.
Well, I didn't retire military, but yes, that military stays in you. I was in the Navy for the regular tour, and my brother stayed in. Him and I was in Vietnam together, and he says, Tom, they'll give you $9,500 for staying in if you re-up, and I was just an E-5, but that's as much as you could make in 4 years, you know, and I said, brother, you're a personnelman, and you work in the office, and I said, you don't get shot at, and I'm going home to Mom.
Yeah, definitely have an administrative job in the military is a lot easier than having the combat MOS.
Combat pay and flight pay and all that, because I was strictly flight skins and in a flight crew. But honestly, we didn't get shot at hardly ever, and I was thankful for that because there were sure a lot of guys that did. God bless them. But, you know, they'd throw mortars at the runway and little things like that, but we never did get hurt. And, boy, and we had better barracks than the Army guys. They had tents out there. And nowadays, they air condition them, which they should. But back then, they didn't. And I don't know. It's just something that's ingrained in you. And it's, you know, when I had a dark room, every single thing in that dark room had to be in the right place, because if you were working in pitch darkness, you had to be able to pick it up. Well, I'm the same way with my tools and everything else. And Bernice says I'm a little anal, or a lot, and I resemble that.
As do I. When I was in combat, and pretty much every, you know, all my tours, even today, my boots have knots about an inch below the top, so that way, in combat, if I ever needed to lace up my boots real quick, they're already laced up. I could just grab the string to pull. I didn't have to worry about lacing up in the dark or in a massive situation that I needed to put my boots on.
Scorpion out of mine once over there. I'd never seen a scorpion before. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But anyways, what service was you in, and where was you stationed at?
I was in the Army. I was in Schweinfurt, Germany, which is just probably about 2 hours outside of Frankfurt. Then I went back to Fort Stewart and Fort Benning. Then I went back to Germany for another tour in a place called, which is, it was 11 air miles from the East German border.
You guys were set up for tank attacks, I'm sure of that, back then. Well, my daughter, when she graduated University of Michigan, I told her, I said, I got a friend that's in the Rotary, and I said, you ought to put in for a Rotary scholarship. I said, he owns an electric company here. I said, he'd be willing to help you, and she did, and she got it. And she went to the Hochschule for Music in Vienna for a year and got a degree, and then come back and taught 4 years in school in Michigan. And then her husband knew she loved to be in Germany, so he bid a job over there. They make car seats, and he was the engineer chemical on the foam and stuff like that. And so he bid a job for 3 years over there, and they went back to Frankfurt. And so we got to visit him over there 1 year, years ago. And I'll never forget the beautiful Christmas market pictures and that she'd send us. And she loves it over there. She's taken her daughter, since she was big enough to go, back to Frankfurt every other year to immerse her in the culture of Germany. And Bernice's kinfolk is over there in the Alps and that, and we visited them over there, and it's beautiful. beautiful country. But did you hear that some nut ran through a German market a while ago in one of the Christmas markets and hurt a bunch of people and killed a few?
Nope, I haven't heard that today due to the fact that pretty much was doing IT support all day and don't have time to surf the internet and sat down and watch the news. That's just horrible.
It sure is. And Shelley done another a degree there in Frankfurt at the Hochschule for Music there and in music pedagogy. And so she teaches privately and she plays flute and piccolo in the Michigan Philharmonic. Got a bunch of students that she accompanies on piano because she could have been a pianist, but she chose to the flute as her primary and the piccolo. But at any rate, two dead after car plows into a crowd at Christmas market in Germany. I can't remember the town, but they're showing it here on Channel 4 in front of me now. I'm just sitting here at the computer. World's coming to Lloyd. First they thought he had an explosive device in the car, but I haven't. I don't watch the news that much unless it's local. And that's what, you know, WYFF4 is down here. But I don't get it. Can't think on that level.
Yep, I don't understand the stupidity either. It's just horrible to think of what got into a person's mind to make them do that.
Either. Just crazy. Well, Lloyd, I'll let you go. I hope riding along with you made your trip easier, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas, and I gotta go back in and put the knobs on the shower. Bernice wanted me to take them off and get them clean. They had a little mold on them, so it's rather difficult to get those things off, and we got that done. Merry Christmas, Lloyd, 73. Have a safe trip home. This is Enger OTR.
All right, Tom, appreciate it. And unfortunately now I'm sitting on a whole bunch of traffic on 85 just before the BMW plant.
I avoid that like the plague.
For UTF, checking a new radio.
KQ4CRG, loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. Hopefully I'll be joining the net tonight.